Hilchos Mechira in the 26th chapter, and the Rambam continues the laws of selling a certain object that have many aspects and objects too included in this thing that is sold. What is included in the sale and what is not? Perek Shusha V'Esrim, chapter 26, Halacha Aleph. Hamoicher Eseir, if a man sells a town or city, then it belongs to him, and he's selling it to someone else. Machar Batim, included in the sale, are the houses in the city. Uvoiros, and the wells. Sichin, the trenches, Umaores, and the vaults, and caves. Umechatzois, and the bathhouses. Vashoivachois, the places where the pigeons would breed and live. Ubeis Habadim, and the olive presses. Ubeis Hashlochin Shaba, and the land, the irrigated pieces of land. Gardens, that are in this city. Vasmuchamah, and also those that are adjoining it, that are close to the city, Vesacharoshin, and the forests or groves, Hamukotzla, which surround the city, Vesasodis Hayiduisla, and the fields that are identified with the city, Veshabibarin, and the enclosures of animals. They used to have enclosures where they used to put animals, Shachaya, for animals, Vaifis, and birds, Vedogim, and fish. They used to have these ponds that they used to have fish in. And these enclosures, Shepneim Kenegda, that are facing and are open towards the town. Even though they are at a distance from the town, but they are facing the town and it served the town. But he did not acquire the movable objects that are in it. If he told them, he, I'm selling you this town with everything that is in it, then all of these are also sold. In either case, not included in the sale are the remnants, the pieces of land surrounding, which are not really included as part of the town itself, and not the surrounding villages, and the forests and groves that are separated from it, and not the island that it has out in the sea, and on the dry land and nearby area, which is not really adjacent to the town, is not part of this sale. And also excluded are the enclosures of animals, birds, and fish, which do not open toward and not face towards the town. Halacha Beis Hamoicher Asadif, when sells the field, is included in the sale. Machres Avonim Hasduris Lagoder, the stones that have been laid out in order to be ready for erecting a fence, a stone fence around the field. Yes, Avonim Shemunachos Al Amorim, and the stones that have been laid as weights on the sheaves. Mipnei Shehein. Because this is necessary for the field and therefore included in the sale of the field. Also included are the smooth canes that are placed under the vines to prop them up. To prop up the grapevines, this is also necessary for the field. It also is included in the sale. The produce, the grains that the produce that is attached to the ground, even if it is ready for reaping and for cutting it, nevertheless, since it's attached to the ground, it's considered as part of the field. And included is a thicket of reeds that covers an area that is less than a quarter of a kav. Even though the reeds are thick and strong, nevertheless, this small amount is included in the sale of the field. And the watchman's hut made of plaster is also included. Even though it is not fixed to the ground, it's also considered as part of the field. And the carob tree, that is young and therefore have not been grafted. And generally the carob tree, as it got older, they used to graft it with others. And this tree has not been grafted, it's so young, and therefore it's considered insignificant and included in the sale of the field. That's Psulas HaShikma, and the young Shikma trees, some translated as sycamores, Alpha Pishem Ovin, even though they are thick. Umachar Kol Hat Kolim Shabbat, and all palm trees are also included in the sale. This was understood as being as part and parcel of the sale of a field. However, the stones that have been not laid out for the fence or to be used in the direction of a fence, similarly the stones that have not been placed as weights on sheaves, even though these stones were prepared to be placed later on to, and act as weights on top of the sheaves so the wind should not blow it apart, so nevertheless, since it's not actually doing that, it's not included in the field. And neither are the little wooden poles that are in the vineyard, that are not as of yet placed under the vines, even though they have been smoothed out and they have been prepared for the purpose of propping up the vines, since they're not actually doing that, it's not included in the field. And also excluded are the produce that has already been cut, even though it still needs to be out in the field, because it's not completely ripe yet. Nevertheless, since it's been separated and cut away from the field, it's not considered as part of the field in the sale of a field. If you told him, I'm selling you the field and all that is in it, then everything is included in the sale. Halacha Gimel, in either Halacha Gimel, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, in either case, Leimachar Mechitza Sakonim Shehi Beis Roiva, he does not include it in the sale. Even if he says, I'm selling you the entire field and everything is in it, not included, still it would be excluded from the sale, a thicket of reeds that covers more than a Beis Roiva, Afal Pi Shakonim Shebo Dakim Uktanim, even though the reeds are thin and small, since the area is that large, it's considered as significant and not included in the sale of a field. Similarly, a small bed planted with spices, a little area planted with spices, that's identified with an individual name, that this is the spice garden. For example, they call it, this is the rose garden of this person. Even though it's a small area, it's considered significant and not included in the sale of the larger field. And not the watchman's hut, it's not made of plastic, even if it is fixed to the ground. But it's not made of plaster, it's considered something that is movable and not considered part of the ground, of the field. And also the carob tree that has been grafted, and therefore it is aged and is considered as something that is a part of the field and can be sold by itself. And this tree, the sycamore tree, the sadin, the small shoots that it gives out after the tree is very mature and it's been cut and it gives out new shoots, even though they are thin, but it's from a mature tree that's giving out new shoots, it's considered as being a part of the field itself and not included in the sale of the field. Not included are the well, v'leis hagas, and the wine press, v'leis hashoivach, and the breeding nests for pigeons, bein charedim, whether they are desolate, bein shleim, or they are inhabited. These are considered a part of the field itself. Halacha dalet, the torah hamoicha liklos leiderach, and the seller has to buy for himself a right of way, min halakeach, from the buyer of that field. So since we're saying that the things mentioned in the previous halacha still belong to the seller, nevertheless he has to buy right of way from the buyer of the field, in order to be able to go to that well, or that walled well, or wine press, or that nesting area for pigeons, which that still remained in his field. Since he sold the field, he cannot go, he cannot trespass onto the buyer's field. And the im pedesh v'omar, however, if he specified during the sale and he said, chutz me'elo, I'm selling you everything except for that well or the other object, and it's tzarich likach leiderach, then he doesn't have to acquire a right of way, because since he specified it in the sale, it's understood that he's leaving for himself also a right of way to these objects that he excluded for himself. When does this rule apply? When it's talking about a case of a sale. When a seller sells something, because the buyer should have been more explicit, and he should have said, I want to include in the house also these other particular things. And since the buyer didn't explicitly mention it, he's only entitled to the items mentioned. However, one who gives a gift to another, kones kulam, he acquires everything. He gives a gift, a field, all of the things mentioned before that are excluded in a sale are included in a gift. They mesada, whether it's in a field, then mevayis, or a house, then mechatzer, or a yard, a courtyard, then beis habad, or a olive press, kloli sholdover. And the general principle is, anoisin karka v'matona, one gives a piece of land as a gift, kon hamakabu, kol hamachubala, everything that is attached is also acquired in it, achi yifodesh, until he specifies to the contrary. Halachavav, v'chein simuli ha'achin shachrok, brothers that divide an inheritance. And one of them is going, his part is a possession, is to have the field. He acquires everything that's contained in the field, even the things that were mentioned before that are excluded in the sale. Also one who takes a secure possession, it takes possession of the estate of a ger, a convert who died, and he left no children. So he doesn't have family. The family that he has that were goyim do not inherit him. A Jew, when he dies, he's going to have family, even if he has no children or has no brothers, but there's some family, because we all are descendants from the same family. So another Jew will inherit him. The closest blood relative will inherit him. However, a convert who had no children, so he has no relatives, because as we mentioned before, the relatives that are goyim are not considered relatives and do not inherit him. So someone who takes possession of the estate of a convert who died, hevzik basada, he acquires title to the entire field, zacha b'kula. He inquires everything. In other words, all of these things which we mentioned before that are excluded in the sale, when one does the proper kinyan, the kinyan of chazaka, by taking possession of a field that belonged to a converted goy, to a convert, everything is included in the kinyan. The same thing applies if one dedicates and he says that this field is going to go for the temple. And he just used the term a field. Higdish kulam, all of the objects which were mentioned before are included in the dedication, and therefore everything becomes the property of the temple treasury. Halach is I af b'moicher v'lekeach, even with a buyer and a seller. Ein kol eila advarim. All of these things that we mentioned before do not apply ela b'makim she'en shaminig, and only in a place where there is no local custom, v'lo shemis yiduyim, and there are no known names, l'chol davu davu f'nei atzmei, for every specific thing. Avumakim shenogu shamoicher kach, mocher kach. However, if the custom in that place is that when you say that a person sells something, he sells the included in the sale are things according to the custom. Hareda mocher, it is included the way the custom says. The same chalal minig, and we rely on the sale. V'chein bakim she'en kodin ela bayis labayis levade, or in a place where they call a house is the house alone. Or Yishakarim Bayis, or other place where they call a house, Labayis V'chol Sivoysov, everything that's around the house. Or L'chol Shal Gabav, and everything that's on top of the house. This is what it's called, a house in that specific area. Ho Chenach L'shoinan She'amakom, we go according to the language of the people in that area. Chen Adin, the same law applies. V'moich Chatzir, if one sells a field, Chatzir, a courtyard, or a field, or ear, or a town, or a metalton, or even movable objects. V'akorl Ho Chenach Rashemus Aruchas B'fnei Akor. Well, all of this we go according to terms used by all of the people, and if they use a term, and in their eyes, when you use a term to define what a field means, or what a city means, or a town means, and what is included in that, that's what you go according to. Halacha ches, v'zei kegodl, and this is an important principle. B'chol divrei masa matan, and everything that concerns business dealings. Hol chenach l'shoim b'nei adam, we go follow the language of the people in that place. V'oisei mokon, v'achar haminik, and according to the customs. Av'mokim she'en yidur b'minik, however, in a place where there is no known custom, there are no known names to for that define a specific object. Some call it this, another way. It's only then do we go according to how the sages explained it in these previous chapters.